Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Today, how are you on a very hot, muggy day? It is summertime. It's supposed to be hot. Welcome to the program. All you cruiser dead-enders, man, keep sending me the emails. I'm absolutely eating it up. You know who you are. Keep them coming. You guys are killing me over here. I got to tell you, I've got a lot to talk about with you today. So we'll go in a bunch of different directions here. Public service, the PSA announcement today, flying with guns. Yeah, we're going to cover it again. Another story out of Tampa, Florida, that is yet again a reminder to all of us who travel with firearms. And I'm getting ready to begin the 2016 tour, which will see me literally go from coast to coast and many states in between over the course of the next 3 or 4 months. So I'm going to point this out to you again. I'll kind of piggyback it off of a story that appeared that I got on an alert today out of Fox 13 down in Tampa. But first, a personal story. My own life. So I'm going to tell you something personal. Mainly, I'm trying to reach all of you who have simply failed for whatever reason. Well, I know what the reasons are, but I won't. You do too. Well, no, you don't. You're not capable of understanding the reason. I know what they are. That's all that matters. And so do all of the rest of us who get it. But I'm trying to reach those of you who have failed to grasp the magnitude of what November means to your freedoms. I discussed it yesterday. What do you want? What direction do you want the country to go, right? Spend a lot of time on that. We're going to spend a lot of time on that between now and the election, of course. So let me tell you something personal. I have a very large extended family. Not my immediate family. I have two sisters. But my mother is one of 16 siblings. Yeah, wrap your head around that, right? My mom is one of 16. 15 brothers and sisters. And as a result of that, I have dozens, I mean dozens, of first cousins on her side of the family as a result of that, as you can imagine. Of course, with 16 kids, the age differences between my mom and her siblings is significant. As a result of that, I'm much closer to some of my cousins than others, obviously, who may have been born and were already out of the house by the time I was born because of the age difference in the kids and the siblings. So I'm obviously much closer to a number of my cousins who are closer in age to me from my mom's siblings who are closer in age to her, her younger brothers and sisters, or close in her age. One of them in particular I'm very close to. I just call him Cuz. That's what I call him, and that's what I'll call him for this purpose now. I don't know if he listens to the show. He wouldn't admit it if he did. But I don't know at what point in his life his wiring got crossed, right? But he's as far left as you can get without falling off the port side of the boat, if you know what I mean. Port side of the boat being the left side of the boat. Hey, by the way, those of you who are not into boating lingo, you know how you remember the difference between port and starboard? Port has how many letters? Four. Left has how many letters? Four. Port left. There you go. See? Learn something fresh here on Armed American Radio every day. Probably never knew that, did you? Well, now you do. So last night I was sitting watching as much as I could stomach. I have to go on and off with the volume. I read things that matter to me and was online doing some research and so forth when my text messages started going off. And Cuz began ribbing me by text about how it must be really difficult to be conservative while watching the Love Fest in Philadelphia. And down at the bottom of that text, he put, "Go Hillary, go." And I replied with some choice words that I can't say, but in essence ended with, "She ought to be in taxpayer-funded federal bracelets." And it's amazing to me that someone as educated as you can't see that. He replied back with a reminder to me. Now get this. This is the crux of what I'm talking with you about here. To buy as many quote-unquote assault rifles as I could now, because as soon as Hillary Clinton was in office, the Supreme Court would see to it that I couldn't. Now, of course, I reminded him again of Barack Obama's failings, and I corrected him on the term assault rifles and explained that to him. And of course, those responses, it's impossible to answer them because they're true. You can't respond. Those are facts. You can't refute 2 plus 2 equals 4. And you can't refute certain economic facts. And, you know, of course, we went back and forth. And with my cousin and myself, it's in good fun. We know where to draw the line. We know where to draw the line. We've been doing this together since we were both 18 years old. We're about a year apart, 2 years apart, I think, at the most. But he couldn't refute my facts. So he just asked me what comic books I was reading. And that was pretty much the end of that. And I hadn't talked to him about it since today. But here's what I thought about. And this is what dawned on me during that exchange. You see, the point being here that the liberal voter, of which he is not a delegate. He's not running on some campaign. He's not doing what he's doing. He's a very educated man. He's a doctor. Okay. As I said, he's so far left, you know, you got to worry about moving him back over to the starboard side of the boat or that thing's going to tip. But my point here is that the liberal voter is very well aware of what a Clinton presidency means to the makeup of the Supreme Court and to their progressive agenda. The common liberal voter gets it. And you need to get it. The never Trumpers, the cruiser dead enders need to get it. It's what you need to understand, what they understand. That the makeup of the Supreme Court and the subsequent lifelong damage that will ensue if that woman is given the keys. And I'm not going to let up on this until the election. And I couldn't care less about you boneheads. That just, you know, you guys that, you know, your guy, whatever. You people are, you're beyond assistance. I'm not here worrying about you, and I don't care about insulting you, quite frankly. We're no longer talking to you because you, for whatever reason, don't understand. So that makes you, as I said weeks ago, you become irrelevant, and that's what you are. You're irrelevant. You're as irrelevant as the Bernie Sanders dead ends. Sanders ain't on the ballot, and those folks need to get with it. And it's the same thing on the other side. Those voters get it. They understand what's at stake. They know, the liberal voter, my cousin knows, that if Hillary Clinton wins the White House, the Supreme Court flips for the rest of our lives. And I'm going to tell you something. He couldn't care less what happens to the presidency after that 4 years is over, when they've got the Supreme Court for the next 100 years. Do you understand that? You understand what that means? That means Congress becomes irrelevant when the Supreme Court can legislate from that very powerful bench with lifelong appointments. Do you understand that? Do you understand what that means? Do you understand what I'm telling you there? Do you get that? Is that sinking in? I read you the Republican Party platform and the Democrat Party platform, Socialist Party platform, on the position on firearms. Has it sunk into you yet? What's at stake? This cannot be overstated. It simply cannot be overstated, and you must come to grips with that. You have to. Maybe we can flip one of those boneheads that, you know, I'm going to do it more. Okay, you go do that. Maybe one of you can flip over and begin to see some daylight here. When you understand what's at stake. I got an email to that effect. Most of the email I've been getting lately, and it's been pouring in, please send it to me. mark@armedamericanradio.org. I love reading it, particularly those of you who go off on your little cruise rants. And then it's real simple for me to just simply remind you, hey, guess what, pal? That nice rant. Enjoyed that. He's not on the ballot. Get over it. This came in from John Roble. Mark, the anyone but Trump crowd fails to understand that if Hillary is elected, they will not get, quote unquote, another chance in 4 more years. 30 million newly legalized Dems will see to it they do not have another chance, in quotes, for 2 to 3 generations. I spent the better part of a year hoping Trump would just go away, man. He did not. My knee-jerk reaction is always to oppose compromise. But in this case, my only choice is to compromise idealism and accept pragmatism. I believe the quote-unquote anyone but Trump crowd will come to understand this eventually. Voting third party and staying home is not an option. John gets it. Accept pragmatism. You know what that means? Accept really, truly what is. Get it through your heads what's at stake. And by the way, John, the only thing I disagree with you about on 2 to 3 generations, try 3 to 4 generations. Devastating, devastating what will happen. When we come back, lots to talk to you about. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense right after this.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw 4, which means you have 4 chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win 1 of 4 brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number 1 of 4 guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's 1 of 4 guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected,
The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you today. Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm wearing one right now. I'm wearing a Super Tuck with a Glock 17 in it. It's a great rig. It's incredibly comfortable. I'm actually wearing it right now. Here it is. You hear that? It's right on the right hip, baby. The trusty AR-15 Evil rifle propped up right behind me. You're in the safest radio studio in America. Oh, scared Democrats. Ooh, aren't they going to go off? Did you watch the freak show last night? Did you watch the freak show last night? Parade after parade after parade. One right after the other. No one talking about the right to bear arms. Only talking about how to infringe it. Incredible stuff. But not really, because you get that. You understand. That's why you listen to the show. Hey, I got a great email from Doug here. Doug writes in quite a bit. Doug, I see all of your emails. I think I've responded to one or two in the past. Mark, just wanted to drop you a note and say you've never been more spot on than you have been the last week or two. I've always pretty much aligned with your points of view. And even when not, I still see it your way on most things. But the way you have been covering things the last couple of weeks could be no more spot on and to the point than anyone else could say. As always, keep doing what you're doing. Doug Bull, SWLM, baby. That's Southwest Lower Michigan. I know it. Doug, keep up the fight. Thanks for the encouragement. Keep tuning in. Keep spreading the word. I used to water ski down in Southwest. We lived in Ann Arbor for a while. Wampler's Lake. We used to go out to Wampler's Lake. That's not really Southwest Lower Michigan. It's closer to Southwest Lower Michigan than where I am now, right? Does that count? Probably not. But I'll say it does, because I can. Fox 13 Tampa had an alert go off today. These bother me. Every time I see one of these alerts, I have to cover it. I have to. Because I can't stand seeing good, decent, law-abiding Americans. I don't know what to say. Pull is stupid. I just can't do it. And if I can help stop it, I have an obligation to do so. This popped up on one of my alerts. TSA on track to find more guns than last year at Tampa International Airport. TIA, that's Tampa International Airport. In 2015, I guess TSA in Tampa found 49 guns. January through July 2016, 42 guns already. I want you to take a listen to the way this is phrased. There's a couple things we can glean from this. Transportation Safety Administration officials said they are already on track to find more guns at TIA security checkpoints this year than they did in 2015. It's a trend the TSA says is concerning. First of all, it's not a trend. There is a reason why it's happening. In 2015, according to Fox 13 News, TSA screeners stopped 49 guns from getting onto planes. They stopped 49 guns from getting onto planes. Did you hear that? In 2015, TSA screeners stopped 49 guns from getting onto planes. Are you, theater of the mind, playing with me here? Do you see 49 guns getting on a plane? You got the visual? Hey, honey, look, there's a gun getting on the plane. Walking in to sit down. Hey, how did that gun get on the plane? Good heavens. Why does that matter? Because things matter when you're talking about guns. Why? Because there was a story out the other day, I think I saw it on Fox News in the morning, that 78 police officers had already been killed by guns this year. Must be those same guns that are walking on airplanes. They weren't killed by guns. They were killed by scumbags who used a gun. Good heavens, in some cases the officer's own gun. Does that go by you? That's part of headline surfing. Please don't be that headline surfer. When you see that stuff, catch it. Write the news organization. Write a letter to Fox 13 News. Say, hey, by the way, loved your story. But 49 guns didn't get onto planes. People carry guns. People use guns. Guns are just tools. How many shampoo bottles got onto planes that are over 3 ounces? How many razor blades got onto guns? It's more like how many people brought them on. Semantics, I know, but very important when we're talking about the right to bear arms. Because there are those out there who do this intentionally. Hence the terms assault weapons and why people like cuz just accept that as part of the vernacular. But of course, the article goes on to say that in most cases, people tell them they forgot the gun was inside their carry-on or their person, which is true 99.9% of the time. Many are also legal concealed carry permit holders, according to the article. Of course they are. That's why they have the gun in the first place. And this is a reminder, and Fox 13 reminds us that this can result in arrest, up to $11,000 in civil fines, and, quoting from the piece, a definite missed flight. That's the least of your worries. They go on to point out that Tampa was the eighth on the nation's list of airports, eighth on the nation's list where, quote-unquote, the most guns were discovered, which they say is disproportionately high for the airport size. No, not really, not when you consider the amount of concealed carry permits in Florida held by law-abiding citizens. It's all relative. In fact, I'm surprised. To me, that number seems low. You see, because you can't be that person. You cannot be that person. We discuss it on this program all the time. When I see something like this that pops up, I have an obligation to mention it to you, at least spend a segment on this. There is a way to do this and a way not to do this. You cannot forget you have your gun on your person. You are listening to someone who flies regularly for years and years and years, more than the average. I will fly more in the next 100 days than most Americans will fly over the next 4 years. There are certain things I do, and I've tried to impart them to you. Never, ever, ever, ever use a bag that you carry a firearm or go to a range with ever to travel with. Never do that. If you have to shake the couch out for change to buy a new bag for the range or to travel with, then that's what you need to do. Borrow it from mom and dad if you have to. That's just basic common sense. Never, never, never mingle those bags. You're asking for a disaster. It's easy to forget there's a round in there or a magazine in there or even a firearm, depending on when you went to the range and what you did when you got back. Now, come on. I'm carrying a Glock 17 and a Crossbreed Super Tuck right now on my hip. Here it is. Slept that there. There you go. That's what that is. Would it be easy for me to forget that I had that on my hip when I approached the airport? You know, I carry a gun with me everywhere I go. I can understand how some people get so comfortable carrying their firearm, particularly when you're carrying this rig here in the Super Tuck. It's amazingly comfortable. I can understand how people feel, but you can't. You cannot do that. You must be held to a higher standard. You cannot forget to do that. You cannot forget to remove your firearm. You cannot forget to do that. And before you get out of the vehicle and before you approach the airport, make darn sure everything's out of your pockets. Check your belt. Check your hips. Check your ankle. Check under your jacket, wherever you carry your rig. Check around your waist. Check your bags. Go through them again. If you have to leave an hour early, do so. I do it every time I fly. When we come back, I'll give you the rundown on how to do it legally, and then we will move on.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 $1,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you today. I want to wrap up on that. Don't be the bonehead who tries to walk through security. Look, mistakes happen. I understand that. Believe it or not, the feds understand that. But there are going to be consequences. It's that simple. And it is the easiest thing to avoid having happen to you when you travel. Do not be that person. Here's the way this goes down when you travel with a firearm for the umpteenth time, and I'm going to continue. I don't mind telling you this. It's just absolutely critical. You have to understand this stuff. No guns in carry-on bags, period. Never, ever, ever use a carry-on bag that is – whatever carry-on bag you use, that's your carry-on bag for airlines, period. I have three or four of them. I have never carried a gun in one of those bags ever. Not even to stick it in there to take it from the hotel room to the car. Forget it. That is my rule. I do it. It's part of my muscle memory. Don't do it. You are human. Eventually, you are going to make a mistake. And this mistake will cost you dearly. It's happened to lots of people. It happened to Ted Nugent's wife, Shemaine. And it happens to people who carry a gun frequently because they carry a gun frequently, because they become accustomed to it. Now, those of you who have a gun on your hip that go through, that to me, I have a tough time wrapping my brain cells around that. It's far easier for me to see how someone forgot the gun was in a briefcase that they carry in regularly back and forth to the courthouse or wherever they go, whatever they do for work. It's easy for me to see how someone can forget that revolver was in an overcoat pocket. Maybe that khaki business rain overcoat that you fly with from time to time. That's with you all the time as you're going about your sales calls and as an account executive doing whatever it is you account executive for. It's easy to understand that. Okay, I can see how that would happen far more than the person that's got something strapped around their waist. And believe it or not, that happens. Oh my God, I forgot I had this 2-pound hunk of steel on my hip. Give me a break, man. You can't forget that. So we're going to drill this into you. You've got to think about these things before you travel. More importantly, very basic things have to happen. As I said, never commingle those bags. The bag you go to the range with is never a bag you fly with. It's that simple. And vice versa. Never, ever, ever commingle the ingredients of those bags, ever. That eliminates the possibility that you will be human and make that one brain fart mistake, which can happen because you are human. And inevitably will. So don't do that. Number one. Number two, understand, checked baggage is the only way you can fly with an airline. Real simple to do. Here's the rundown. Locked, hard-sided container. What is a hard-sided container? A hard-sided container can be the plastic container that the gun came in that you've locked with a padlock. Many of them have holes built into it specifically for that. I don't like to do that because those things can be cracked open as wide as the padlock you use allows for it to be cracked open. Yes, it's still locked. And that key, by the way, must be a key that only you have access to. TSA doesn't have access to it. The airline doesn't have access to it. Only you. I use a center of mass safe. They don't advertise. I'm telling you what I use. That's what I've used for years. Center of mass safe. You can go to any Cabela's. You can go to Bass Pro. You can go to Academy Out. You can go anywhere. Sport. You can find these safes. Little metal safe with a key. They also come with a cable. Many people don't use the cable for its intended purpose, which is to lock it inside, you know, around your seat when you have it locked in the car, that kind of thing. So nobody can say, ooh, there's a portable safe, and just take the portable safe and then break into it. Like I think it was, forget who the comedian was, Jeff Foxworthy, who said the portable safe that can be taken to the thief's lair where they can break into it at their own convenience. I use that cable to attach it to the inside of the suitcase. I cut a little hole in there in the back of the handle thing, and I wrap that cable around that handle thing and then put it in there. Nobody can, you know, it's not like that thief who's going through your luggage after it leaves TSA inspection and goes on the airplane can just walk off with it. They have to take the whole bag with them. Unless, of course, they have tools with them. You never know. Some do. But the fact of the matter is you've made it more difficult. But it's a locked, hard-sided container the only that you have the key to. The ammunition can ride in the same bag. But it has to be in its original packaging or packaging suitable for the ammunition. Just put it, I use the box. In other words, you don't drop 20 rounds in a Ziploc bag. That ain't going to fly, pal. Take a box of ammo with you and stick it in your suitcase. It's that simple. You can carry, and most airlines allow up to 11 pounds of ammunition in that checked bag. Okay? So you can carry it in that checked bag with it. Open locks hard-sided container, put the firearm in it, magazine empty. Lock the hard-sided container, only you have the key. Put the box of ammunition in there, you are good to rock and roll. Stick a holster in there somewhere for you. You can carry more than one gun. If you're, you know, my safe fits two. A lot of times I'll put a North American Arms Mini 22 in there and I'll put my Glock. Take a box of 22, take a box of 9mm, I'm good to rock and roll. You get up to the counter, you declare to the ticket agent that you are traveling with a firearm. I always love doing that. Especially when you got that obvious liberal next to you. You can tell when you look, right? You know, right? Hi, how you doing today? Hello, Mr. Walters, how are you? I'm doing fine. I'm checking in one bag, and I have a firearm. And people look at you like, oh, no. And that liberal looks at you like, oh, my God. I love that. They will make you open the bag. You will open the bag there for them. They will see the container. Some of the ticket agents will say, can you open the container? Some will not. There is no hard, fast rule. If they do, proudly open it up and display the handguns. It's legal for you to do so. Don't touch them. Just leave them in there. They will say, okay, thank you. They will say, are they unloaded? Yes, they are. They will give you a little piece of paper to sign with date. They will put their abbreviation on it, flip it over and sign it, and you will lay it in your bag. You will zip your bag up. You will lock your bag because you're not stupid. You have a lock for your bag. Now, it's a TSA lock, the one you use for the bag. And at Atlanta, you take the bag when you're done and walk over to the oversized baggage for TSA. Tell them that you have a firearm. They already know because your bag's not oversized. They know why you're standing there. They'll say, hey, firearm in the bag? And sometimes if you travel too much like I do, they say, hey, Mr. Walters, back again? Firearm in the bag? Yeah, hey, Sharice, how you doing? Where are you going today? That kind of thing. Open the thing up. They don't want to see it. They don't care about it. It's already been declared. All they do is give a little swipe in there, make sure you're not carrying any explosive materials. Zip it up and say, have a great flight. Then you go to security. You don't have to worry about it. Because out in the car, you made sure you didn't have your firearm strapped to your ankle or your hip or underneath your shoulder or in your pocket. You've already done that. And that carry-on bag you have, you didn't even have to check because nothing related to a firearm ever goes in that bag. But you know what? I check it anyway. I dump them out. Over the course of the week, I'll have tons of coins, business cards, notes. What I dump it out. I dump it out, go through everything, run my fingers through everything, just to double check, triple check. That's how you avoid that hassle. It's that simple. TSA.gov has those regulations I just gave you. My gosh, I can't tell you how important it is for you to look at that because you do not want to be that 50th person at TIA. It ain't going to be any fun for you. And that whole, oh, here's my permit thing, isn't going to cut the mustard. It's going to cut you some slack. They're going to go, oh, no, there's another permit holder. You didn't try to get through. See, this is the way these articles are phrased. Tried to get through with you. You didn't try to get through with your gun. That person made a mistake, forgot they had their gun. These are good, decent, law-abiding people who made mistakes. But they must be categorized as boneheads because you cannot make that mistake. You simply cannot make that mistake. So don't be that person. If you have questions about it, please reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to send you some information. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Don't be that person, please. It's too easy not to be that person. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Send yourself over to USCCAOnAir.com, USCCAOnAir.com. All of the information on that amazing organization is there for you to see on the page. It's all there for you at USCCAOnAir. Check out the promotions. They're good ones. You can enter to win 13 chances to get a check for $1,776 to buy guns and ammo of your choice. Not only that, you pick up the best protection available, bar none, anywhere in the country, if you've decided to own a firearm or carry a firearm for self-defense. God forbid you have to use that tool to defend your life or the life of a loved one, or for that matter, anybody else whose life is in imminent danger. You will be protected civilly and legally. And it's all there at USCCAOnAir.com. Make sure to head over there and check it out. We need you to join us, and thousands of you are every single month. You also get Concealed Carry Magazine, that all of the access to the training information and everything else that the USCCA puts out. USCCAOnAir.com. It's designed specifically for you as an Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio Daily Defense listener. So check it out. The Hillary Standard. What is it? Clinton escorted by men with assault weapons while campaigning to disarm Americans and take away their assault weapons. I mean, this is just an upside-down planet we live in. Who buys into this stuff as acceptable? When did that become okay? When did you get brainwashed?
When did you stop thinking, well, hold on a second, isn't she surrounded by the guns that she wants to take from us? How does that work? When did that become okay? When did it become okay to put a thug's mother up? Yeah, Michael Brown's mother. Michael Brown was a thug. And parade her in front of the DNC. I bet every cop in America loved that, huh? A guy who robbed a convenience store and then tried to murder a cop. And the mom is up there. When did all of this become okay? Instead of saying it's wrong to try to murder a cop and to steal from convenience store. When did this become okay? When did we look at people like Leonardo the No-Brainio and say, hey, that guy's right, man. I like being lectured by some idiot actor who plays other people for a living, makes millions doing it. God bless him for doing it. God bless him for the money he makes. He's achieved the American dream. He just doesn't want you to. And he flies around the world lecturing us about how everybody else's carbon footprint is bad for the... When did you put the idiot hat on? When did Americans put their idiot caps on and go, okay, let's just believe everything they tell us? When did that happen? When did it become okay for a hypocritical criminal who should be in bracelets paid for by me? I would gladly allow my federal funds to chain her up every time she had to come out and talk to the media. Like every other criminal. Like Blagojevich. A.W.R. Hawkins wrote that piece there at Breitbart.com. Usually I reserve his stuff for the end of the week, but this one was just too good because it gets me. I think this is, when did all of this become okay? Why are we in this upside down world? This is a parallel bizarro universo. And he reminds us that Hillary Clinton has two standards, one for her that includes armed protection at every twist and turn in every corner, and one for the average American that includes reversing the Heller decision and refusing to admit any constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Okay for me, not for thee. That reeks of elitism. I'm important because of what I do. I must have it. My life is threatened all the time. You don't need it. You can call 911. I don't have to worry about that. I deserve this. According to AWR, and you already know this, she responds to that type of criticism over the duplicity by painting herself as a victim. She told CBS Evening News anchor Scott Pelley, quote unquote, I often feel like there's the Hillary standard and then there's the standard for everybody else. Well, that's true, isn't it? I'll set up a private server over here, and the FBI isn't going to do anything because we're going to have a little chat with the DOJ, you know, my husband, who can screw up her entire career, you know, if he wants to. We're going to meet on an airplane tarmac somewhere. I mean, the whole thing just stinks of corruption, and you know it, and so do most Americans. But when did you... Maybe not you. You're an Armed American Radio Daily Defense listener, please. I'm not, you get that. Don't be that Cruz clown that, you know, feels like I'm attacking them personally. Boy, he blew it, didn't he? Oh, man, I'm not going to go in that direction, but whew. With Charles Krauthammer was right. I think it was him that said, longest suicide note in history. Sure was. But when did this happen? When did a certain group of Americans just decide it's okay to put on this clown hat and walk around and be suckered like this? When did this happen? And when you hear somebody say something or somehow justify that hypocrisy, you just scratch your head and go, wow, are you really that stupid? Because there's no defending that. There really isn't any defending that. Well, everybody has an opinion, right? I mean, you say that all the time. That's not an opinion. That's just a complete intellectual breakdown. That's nothing short of a complete intellectual whoop-de-doo. That's all that is. So as AWR has previously reported and quoted from his piece, that Clinton has enjoyed armed, taxpayer-funded 24-hour protection for decades, men in body armor carrying assault weapons. Really, they really are assault weapons. They are fully automatic. The ones you're not allowed to have, but are required to protect her because she's special. And, you know, those evil high-capacity magazines, which are really only standard-capacity magazines, but they coined the phrase high-capacity magazines because it sounds scarier, and they can use it to dupe those people who just decided to put that dunce cap on today and go, I don't feel like thinking today. Good heavens. Do you know anybody like that? Yeah, I bet you do. I know you do. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, I really, truly can't hear you. What you say, some of them are related to you. I know, me too. Some of them, what? Defriended you on Facebook and their family members? Get out of here. Yeah, I know, that happens too. Yes, it does. It sure does. But, you know, again, AWR and all of his brilliance reminds us that her campaign is marked by, quote-unquote, a pledge to ban those weapons and those magazines for average us. In fact, during the June 5th airing of This Week with George Stephanopoulos, she refused to admit Americans have a constitutional right to own firearms. Do you remember that? We talked about it on the program. This is a piece AWR put up at Breitbart News just yesterday. So, all right. We're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow because we can and because they don't like it. Be nice to your relatives, okay? Even if they're wearing that cap, they mean well, right? They're feeling it. Hey, Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom. Carry on, carry off to carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never let there be a gun-free zone wherever you happen to be. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.